How do you handle a micromanager, especially when it's your boss? You know, that boss that tells you exactly what you should do and how you should do it. The one that controls everything afterwards or during your work. So tune in for this episode and find out how you can handle with your micromanager. I'm Muriel, CEO, mom, and educator. I used to work really hard and sacrificed important things to me until I lost my motivation. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and I found a way to reach great results while working less. Today, I'm obsessed with helping other leaders build meaningful lives. So each week, I'll be sharing inspiration to change your life and organization. This is Rebel Leader with a Heart. I started my career at Procter & Gamble in sales. And so I first was a sales rep, and then I moved to the office where I was an account manager. And at that time, I had a boss that was a micromanager. And for me, this doesn't work at all. Because how do I feel when this micromanager was controlling everything that I was doing? He was asking reports for everything. He was telling me how I should do things. And so with this micromanager as a boss, I would really feel like I would suffocate. I wasn't feeling confident. I was stressed. I was also angry for the lack of trust. And as a consequence, I was making more mistakes because I wasn't feeling confident, so I was making even more mistakes than if he had just trusted me. I also didn't dare to try new things or to take initiative, because if I would do that and make a mistake, he would then tell me again what I should have done instead or what I should do now. I lost my motivation. In fact, I lost my motivation and became resigned, till the point that I decided to change jobs. I decided to change jobs because I felt that I couldn't breathe anymore. I really had difficulty breathing with this micromanager as a boss. And so at the end, I quit. And so what happens when you have a boss that is a micromanager, or someone that tends to control everything that you do, or how do some people react? Well, first of all, they often have a tendency to avoid things. They don't tell the truth. They can do things behind the back of that manager. And I know sometimes people tell me, but people never tell me anything. And I say, yeah, but probably because when they tell you something, you get angry or you get very controlling. And so people will avoid telling you things to avoid that behavior. Some people can become sarcastic or show passive aggressive behavior. So in front of the boss, they will say, yeah, we'll do everything that you say. And then behind the back, they will do something completely different. Other people can just freeze. They freeze and they just wait for instructions. But that can be to the point where you see a problem, but you think, well, I'm not going to fix it. He's going to have to tell me what I have to do, and then I will do it. But if he doesn't say anything, I won't fix this issue. Then you can have other people that can get angry and aggressive with their boss, blurting out all their frustration. Or, of course, you can navigate from one behavior to the next. What can you do if you are in this situation? I hope you're not, because I know it's horrible to have a boss that is controlling everything, or sometimes a boss under pressure that becomes a micromanager. So what can you do? Well, first of all, and I say this very often, what I want you to do is to respond instead of react. And what I mean by that is respond means going deeper than the behavior. So you can react to the behavior, and the behavior is that at that moment, your boss is controlling everything and is trying to give you very detailed instructions of what you should do. That is the behavior. But we have to understand what the need is of that person behind that behavior, behind the micromanagement. And the need is often the need to control so that he or she feels safe, or so that he or she feels loved or a sense of belonging. So often behind the behavior of controlling is really the need of feeling safe that things are going to be okay. Behind micromanagement lies really a fear. And that's why the person, to have the sense of being in control and safe, tries to tell you exactly what you should do. So once you understand that need and manage to see that need beyond the behaviors, well, you can have a discussion with that boss. And I know often you might think, oh, I don't want that. I don't feel like having a discussion with my boss, because maybe you don't have the energy to have that discussion. So with everything that you go through in life and this situation, having a micromanager as a boss, you have in fact three choices. First, you simply accept that your boss is a micromanager, and you accept then the consequences on your emotions and on your work. Secondly, you can change it. And if you want to change it, you will have a conversation. You will have to have a conversation with that boss. And thirdly, you can choose to leave. That is the choice that I took. That is the choice that I decided to take when I was young in my career. But later, I really learned that instead of simply quitting and then maybe facing the same situation in a new job, now I really try to change the situation, to have this conversation and to grow from this. And then if it still doesn't change, of course, you can quit. So if you decide that you want to change that situation, which I hope, because that's the one that will give you the most power, well, first you will have to increase your energy to plan that conversation, because it's not going to be an easy conversation. And in order for you to see the needs instead of react to the behaviors, you can only have that when you have high energy. You cannot achieve that state of mind when you are under high stress. So you will have to increase your energy and plan a conversation, and if possible, a conversation in a moment that suits you both, not 5 minutes before another meeting, but really plan a conversation and tell your boss, there is something I really want to talk to you about. And this is important for me, so I want us to be in the best possible conditions to have that conversation. And then I would explain the situation, and I've already done this because later in my career, I've had micromanagers, not all the time, but when one of my bosses became stressed, he became a micromanager, and I hated that. So I had to have this conversation with him as well. So explain the situation, explain especially how it makes you feel. You know, when you're giving me all these instructions, when you're controlling everything that I do, I don't feel well. I feel like I cannot breathe. I don't feel confident. And in the end, I make even more mistakes. Or I don't want to bring you some news because I'm afraid that you will come back with your controlling attitude again. So I prefer not telling you the truth. And often when you express how it makes you feel, I notice that almost nobody can get angry when you are expressing your emotions. So you're not expressing, you're not saying you suck as a boss. You're just saying, you know, when you give me these instructions, this is how I am feeling. And it doesn't make me feel bad. I make more mistakes. And at the end, it's not great for our relation and it's not great for the results we want to achieve. And then express your needs. Express to your boss the need that you need more autonomy and you need his trust. But also show that you understand his or her need as well. So I understand that you are afraid that we might not reach our budget or that we might not meet the deadline or reach our objectives. I understand that this is your fear. But my need is to have more autonomy and that you trust me. I've made a lot of mistakes in my career, and when I became CEO, I identified 10 mistakes I was making. Those were habits I needed to change to find more balance and stay relevant. I share them in a free ebook called The 10 Mistakes When I Was Still a Traditional Manager. And it has helped many leaders understand why they were so busy and how to stay relevant in these fast-changing, digital, and uncertain times. You'll find the free guide in the show notes of this episode. And then, instead of having a discussion about the behaviors, so him giving you all these instructions and you maybe reacting angrily or reacting with resistance or whatever, instead of having a discussion on that level, try to bring the discussion into what are both your needs. So what do you need to feel safe so that I can have the autonomy and trust that I need also? And maybe it's just I want you to be kept in the loop, or as soon as something goes wrong, please tell it to me. Yeah, but I will tell it to you only if you promise me that you don't get angry and don't come up with a whole bunch of instructions, but that we have a conversation together about how we can fix this issue. So, for instance, at some point, I told my boss, you know, every time I have to tell you some bad news, you get angry. And you get angry, and then you start blurting out all these instructions. And I hate that, because then I don't want to tell you that bad news, or then I don't want to give you the other bad news that I had planned to tell you as well. So could we find a way that you just take a deep breath and don't get angry at me when I tell you bad news? And I know that when we have a conversation about the needs of the one person and the needs of the other person instead of the behaviors, it will really build a more profound relationship with your boss. You'll both come out of it with growth. Your boss will grow because probably he wasn't aware of his behavior, but you will grow as well because you take charge of your life instead of simply accepting a situation that you don't like or simply leaving every time there is a situation you don't like. And if you are the micromanager, because I know that a lot of you might become the micromanager when you are under pressure without being aware of it. I know I can become a micromanager when I have my fears that stand in the way. Well, if you are the micromanager at time, try to find what the fear is behind that behavior by asking why a couple of times. So why am I being controlling and directive? Because I'm afraid that I might not deliver. Why am I afraid that I might not deliver? Because I'm afraid I might disappoint someone. And why am I afraid of that? Because it might mean that I'm not good enough or that I don't belong. And so that is my root cause. I have to reprogram myself that I'm good enough, and give myself the recognition that I deserve. And by doing that, I know that I'm showing less of a micromanagement behavior because I slowly reprogram myself and truly believe that I am good enough. And of course, this is unconscious. This is your root cause and your need. And then once you know what that need is, give yourself the recognition that you deserve. Build a stronger network of friends or families or colleagues. If, for instance, that deeper need is the need to belong or to feel liked, just pay attention to what that need is and try to fulfill that need another way. And then also have a conversation about your needs and your employees' needs as well. So, for instance, when I started to let go more and more and stopped being a micromanager, I really had a discussion with the people in my team about what were my needs. Okay, I'm okay that you now do this and that I don't control it anymore, but could we agree on a process to follow? And could you then agree that you will follow every step of that process and that you will keep me just informed if something goes wrong? So just have a conversation on that level instead of the level of behaviors. So I hope I have helped you. I hope you will have this conversation with your boss. If he is a micromanager, remember to really increase your energy before that conversation, because that will help you to bring the conversation on a deeper level, the level of your needs, instead of the level of the behaviors and reactions. Thank you. Yeah, you finished another episode of Rebel Leader with a Heart. If you want more, go to rebelleaderwithaheart.com for show notes and past episodes. If you love the show, subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in and have a great week, you Rebel Leader with a Heart. Hello there. How adapted are you to the fast and busy times? Before diving into this subject, let me ask you a question. Do you see yourself working like this until you retire? If yes, congrats, you probably find a way to thrive in today's fast and busy times. But if your answer is no, don't worry, because this 5-minute quiz on how adapted are you to the fast and busy times might help you. Because if you're still working with the slower time habits and mindset, you might end up working really hard for too little impact. This quiz will show you how adapted you are to today's crazy fast times, and it'll give you your score on the 5 principles you need to master to better navigate your heavy workload while still having a life. So go to keyleader.com/fasttimes to start the quiz. Maybe it's time to kickstart your slower and more impactful life. keyleader.com/fasttimes. QIleader.com/fasttimes. Now let's dive into today's podcast episode.